January 25, 1922. Each truth contains within itself a distinct beatitude, happiness, joy, and beauty. What it means to have known on earth one more truth about the divine will when the soul will be in heaven. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, "My daughter, the more truths I manifest to you, the greater variety of beatitudes I give to you as gift. Each truth contains within itself a distinct beatitude, happiness, joy, and beauty. Therefore, every additional truth you know brings beatitude, happiness, joy, and beauty into yourself, with which you are enriched. These are divine seeds that the soul receives. And by manifesting them to others, she communicates these seeds and enriches whomever receives them. Now, since the truths that one has known on earth are divine seeds which sprout with beatitudes, joy, etc., when the soul is in her fatherland in heaven, they will be like electric wires of communication through which the divinity will unleash from its womb so many acts of beatitude for as many truths as one has known. Oh, how inundated the soul will be, as though by many different immense seas. She already has the seed, and by having the seed, she has space in which to receive these immense seas of happiness, of joy, and of beauty. One who does not have the seed, who has not known a truth while on earth, lacks the space to be able to receive these beatitudes. It happens as to a little one who did not want to study all the languages. As he grows up, and hears these languages being spoken, which he did not want to study, or which he was not given the opportunity of studying, he will understand nothing. In fact, by not wanting to study, his intelligence remained closed, and he made no effort to prepare a little space in order to comprehend those languages. At the most, he will be amazed, and will enjoy from someone else's happiness, but he will not possess it, nor will he be the cause of happiness for others. See then, what it means to know one truth more, or one truth less. If all knew what great goods they miss, they would compete in order to acquire truths. Now, the truths are the secretaries of my beatitudes, and if I do not manifest them to the souls, they do not break the secret which they contain. They swim within my divinity, waiting for their turn to act as divine agents, and make me known how many more beatitudes I contain. And the longer they have remained hidden in my womb, the more uproariously and majestically they come out to inundate the creatures and manifest my glory. Do you believe that all of heaven is aware of all my goods? No, no. Oh, how much remains for it to enjoy, which it does not enjoy today. Each creature who enters into heaven, having no one more truth, which was unknown to the others, will carry within herself the seed so as to have new contentments, new joys, and new beauty unleashed from me. And these souls will be their cause and found, while the others will take part in them. The last day will not come if I do not find souls who are disposed, so that I may reveal all my truths, so that the celestial Jerusalem may resound with my complete glory, and all the blessed may share in all of my beatitudes, some as direct cause for having known that truth, and some as indirect cause, through the one who has known it. Now, my daughter, in order to console you, and so that you may be more attentive in listening to my truths, I want to tell you which ones are the truths that glorify me the most. They are those which regard my will, since the primary reason for which I created man was that his will be one with his Creator. But man, having withdrawn from my will, rendered himself unworthy to know the values, the effects, and all the truths it contains. This is the reason for all my attentions with you, that between me and you, our wills will run together, and be always in perfect accord. In fact, so that the soul may open the doors and become disposed to know the truths that my will contains, the first thing is wanting to live of my will, the second is wanting to know it, the third is to appreciate it. Therefore, with you I opened the doors of my will, that you might know its secrets, which man had buried inside my womb, as well as its effects and the value it contains. and as many truths as you come to know about my will, so many seeds you receive, and so many divine secretaries form your cortege. Oh, how they make feast around you, having found one to whom to confide their secret. But the most beautiful feast they will make when they will bring you to heaven, when the divinity, at your very entrance, will unleash so many different beatitudes of joy, of happiness and of beauty, all different among themselves, which will not only inundate you, but all the blessed will take part in them. Oh, how heaven awaits your coming, to enjoy these new contentments.